It's Friday, September 16th, 2016 AD. This is The World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Donald Trump's campaign is gaining ground on Hillary Clinton in the battleground states of Ohio, Florida, and even Nevada, according to several different polls from Monmouth University, Bloomberg, and CNN. The CNN poll put Trump ahead of Clinton 46-41% in Ohio and 47-44% in Florida. Hillary Clinton's health still seems to be a major concern to voters. Liberty Counsel President Matt Staver told The World View he believes Hillary Clinton has a neurological disorder.
When she started to be carried by the security towards the vehicle, she wasn't able to move her legs, and a piece of metal fell out from the inside of her pants legs, not from her pocket, not from her shoe, but from the inside of her pants legs. What we do know is that it could be consistent with a catheter. That would be consistent with a neurological disorder or Parkinson's, and it could be consistent with a brace of some kind. Those are serious questions when you put it all together. The metal falling from inside the pants, the unexplained look when she's on the stage with her husband Bill Clinton and looks up at the air, when she's by the reporters and she has the head shakes, the unexplained coughing of the severe nature, the falls that go back all the way to 2005, including the fall that she had in December of 2012 that resulted in a blood clot of the brain area. All of those, they all point to a very serious problem. It points to a neurological problem, very consistent with Parkinson's disease.
Staver believes that voters need to think twice about voting for Hillary Clinton in light of her poor health.
She may not even be able to be there to be sworn in if she were elected, and the American people need to take that into their calculus in terms of voting for president. I don't think with this kind of condition, as we've seen it, and it has been covered up, you don't want an absentee president that's just simply occupying a White House where they're under medical care. You want a president that's vibrant, that has a lot of energy.
A cadre of evangelical Christian leaders has announced that they will not be voting for Donald Trump in November. Homeschool leader Michael Ferris said, quote, "Neither candidate even qualifies as the lesser of two evils," unquote, in this election. Ferris told the Washington Post, quote, "Even an implicit endorsement of Trump stains the character of the endorser more than it elevates Trump's standing," unquote. Also opposing the Republican candidate this year are Southern Baptist leaders Albert Mohler, Russell Moore, and Denny Burke. On the other side, the Benham brothers have announced they will be voting for Donald Trump, although they add, quote, "Donald Trump cannot make our country great again because he never made it great in the first place," unquote. An employee of the Social Security Administration is refusing to watch a training video that endorses homosexual activity. David Hall is a 14-year employee, and his job is now on the line. Hall says he does not want to, quote, "certify sin or endorse an abomination," unquote. He told the News Gazette he wants to give other Christians courage to act out on their convictions. The Birmingham Methodist Church in the UK is the first to initiate a sponsorship program for Syrian refugee families. The church is helping a family of four that lives in the city. Missouri has become the 10th state to allow concealed carry without a permit. The law will go into effect on January 1st. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is urging Target to reconsider their bathroom policy again. This comes after a second man was caught filming women in women's dressing rooms. Ed Vitagliano of the American Family Association told The World View that Target's proposed solution is not enough.
Target has announced that it is going to spend $20 million to build new single-occupancy, gender-neutral bathrooms in their stores. We applaud that, and in fact, we suggested that when we announced our boycott. However, that's not going to solve the problem. The problem is Target's misguided and dangerous policy of not restricting men's rooms and dressing areas to men and women's facilities to women is going to continue to allow predators and voyeurs to gain access to women and children who are shopping in Target.
Following recent reports that the Archbishop of Canterbury has approved ordination of homosexual bishops, now the Archbishop of Wales has endorsed homosexual marriage. At a meeting this week before the governing body of the Church of Wales, Dr. Barry Morgan argued the case for sodomy from what he calls Jesus' ministry of inclusivity. What Dr. Morgan forgot to mention were Jesus Christ's words in Matthew 5. Do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Whoever therefore breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches men so shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. Confidence in the media is falling drastically among Americans. A recent Gallup poll found that only 32% of Americans trust the media, down from 47% 10 years ago, and 72% in the 1970s. Most interestingly, the polling organization found only 14% of Republicans trust the media. That's down from 52% in 1998. The author of Generation Me, Gene Chuang, told the Washington Post that millennials prefer pets to children because they are, quote, less expensive, unquote. A study from the mental research firm revealed that men are the most likely to have pets because women are reticent to leave a pet home while they are at work. And that's The Worldview on this Friday, September 16th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.